So,
last week we finished our DC Movies in Review episode.
Yep.
And as you may have guessed, listener, we did record both those episodes on the same day, which meant that we kind of had to watch all of that before recording both those episodes. So, we're going to take it easy today. Unscripted, no structure, just this a simple topic. We're just going to kind of just chat with the mic in between us. And we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, it goes well. And this will be the first episode of the new sub-series that I'm calling Unplugged.
Yes, and if it doesn't go well, it will be the last.
I guess I've told you about my condition.
Only every time I see it.
If you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster, you say.
Now say my name.
I am Iron Man.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Screen Time Podcast. I'm Connor.
And I'm Luke.
And today, we're going to be chatting about the movie theater experience. In today's movie landscape, there's a lot of movies that do come out in theaters, but there's also a lot that are released directly to streaming. And even if you miss a movie in theaters, it's pretty quick to hop onto streaming, usually. So we're going to be talking about the movie theater half of movie watching experience. You know, pros, cons.
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't, again, yeah, just, there's no structure. we're just talking about going to the movies at the theater.
Yeah.
I think just right off the gate, I believe this is both of us, but I will say for myself, and you can comment right away, I'm very pro movie theater. As many movies as I can watch in a year at the theater, I try to.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like that. I was like that. But then I went to school.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, do I go out tonight? I have to study. Dang it. Yeah. But
you
try.
Yeah, and you even talked about, like, on a night with nothing to do, you looked at what was playing in the theaters, and that's how you went and saw the holdovers the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I believe it's safe to say that we were both very pro-theater.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Given the option of watching a movie at home on my TV or at the movie theater, I know it costs money, but I do just like going to the theater. I think there's something like special.
Yeah, for sure.
Experience, you know, getting to sit in. Also, we'll get to, I think, well, I don't know.
Yes, for sure.
I think I'm going to bring it back to recliners versus traditional seating in a bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I do like sitting just in a theater seat, you know, with a bag of mass produced popcorn and a soda.
Yeah.
And watching a movie on, like, I got a big TV, you have a big TV.
True.
But the theater screen is real
big. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even like how usually the sound mix is in a theater and how it sounds different than just the speakers on my TV.
Oh, that's for sure. Like, we were watching, I was watching John Wick the other week, I guess.
Yeah.
And, what happened was, you know, you go to a movie and you see the sound mix, you can hear the dialogue and everything. It's just the acoustics of a room can, like, make it so that, yeah, I can hear all the gunshots, but I need subtitles because the dialogue is, like, muffled under everything because this audio is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That wasn't my home TV. That was at a different place. But, yeah, it was just, yeah, sound mix is very important. And I think Christopher Nolan talked about it, too, and why people complain about his audio. It's because he's like, yeah, I mix the audio for, like, the highest possible quality theaters.
Yeah.
So if you're under that, it sucks to be you, I guess. And I'm like, I feel like he's earned the right to say that. So, yeah.
That's why there's subtitles on the Blu-ray.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, I also will say I just like watching movies with people. Other people in the room.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we've definitely been to quite a few where we're, like, the only people in the room, or there's, like, two other people.
Yeah.
But I think there's an experience to being with a lot of other people. And now, I understand that can go both ways. I think a big thing is a movie that came out recently, Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
is very divisive.
Yeah.
In how it was received. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, if they went and saw it, and a lot of people were like laughing at the jokes and having fun with it, and were kind of walked out with a smile on their face, then that kind of, they were like, yeah, no, I did enjoy that. That was fun. And walked out feeling positive about it.
Or walk out being like, what the heck is wrong with everybody?
Yeah. But I think there were some, also some people who were not pleased with it, and then kind of carried that negativity, and that maybe also had an effect on other people's experiences.
Yeah. But in some cases, when you go to a movie and people are super energetic and stuff, they can just get out of hand. Like, I think you had your kid doing, like, backflips?
I had a kid doing front flips.
Front flips? Yeah. When you saw Wonka. So did that reflect positively on your experience?
I mean, the movie Wonka is pretty out there and absurd, so it kind of just added to the absurd experience of it all.
Yeah.
Like, he makes chocolate in a suitcase, and there's a kid doing front flips.
Yeah. There's a live element to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was really, you know, it wasn't a
4D. Interactive.
It wasn't a 4D theater, but I felt like I was in a 4D theater. Was the Oompa Loompa before Hugh Grant walked on screen.
True. Yeah.
I know some people hate this, but I'm a big fan of the movie theater applause. You know, and usually, typically I'll say it comes, you know, when the credits start rolling and people, and this is not for many movies, typically like event movies, but when the credits start rolling and everyone starts giving a round of applause, big fan of that. Unless I have tried to initiate a round of applause earlier in the movie, like when the title screen of the logos plays. Like, well, let's be real, that's only for Marvel or Star Wars, but
yeah.
If I try to do that and then no one claps with me, and then people try to clap at the end of the movie, then I'll say, no, you're on your own. Yeah. You left me hanging at the beginning, I'm leaving you hanging at the end.
I feel like certain movies warrant claps or applause more, and then you kind of like it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, can you stop? And like, say, like, something really emotional just happened. You're like, oh my gosh, that's intense. I need to sit with this. And then we go to the next scene, and it's exciting, and then people are clapping. I'm like, not yet, guys. But like, I think Marvel movies are a good example of movies that are like...
Specifically Way Home.
Or even the Marvels, when Valkyrie walks on, and then she just like, hey guys, and then just silence, so like, people are going to go crazy over this one. You know, or yeah, No Way Home, when Andrew Garfield walks out, and he like takes a break. That one I don't think is as bad as people say it is.
I think he does go, okay, yeah. He's speaking under his breath a little bit.
Yeah, but you can see he's like catching his breath, because he just ran over, which I mean, he's Spider-Man, but it's like, it's more plausible, and I'm like, okay with it. Yeah. But sometimes the clapping is annoying. But
I've honestly had more issues with laughing. I saw the first Avengers movie 8 times in theaters, and it wasn't until like the 5th or 6th that I actually heard what Hulk says after he smashes Loki into the ground, because people were laughing so long that I could see his mouth move, and you can hear
that he's saying that something.
There's noise. There's, you know, deep in Mark Ruffalo voice. But I had no idea what he said until like the 5th or 6th time, and then I'm like, puny god. I'm like, oh, that's what he said. Okay, cool. Good line.
Yeah. Or screaming. And I don't know what it is, but every time I take my parents to a movie, we're just met with the worst audience ever. They're just so annoying. But when we saw No Way Home, it was like every like 5 minutes, something would happen, and there would be this child, I think, behind us that just screamed. And I don't mean like, you know, it was like full on like psycho in the shower scream. Like, it was like, can you stop, please? So annoying. But I mean, obviously I'm not gonna get up and say something. Like, I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, and when I saw it, there was a kid behind me, and he just kept kicking my seat. I'm like, I could move over one, but like, I do this to myself at this point. I'm like, I could easily solve this problem, but I don't want to be mean. Because I don't want to, like, get up and, like, move over and be like, oh, look at that guy. He's so rude. I'm like, stop kicking my seat. Yeah. So there's...
I've had some pretty aggressive seat kicks, too. Oh, that was Trolls band together. I got really rocked.
I'm sorry.
If I had had a previous concussion, I probably would have gotten another one.
And on top of that, the movie was great, so...
Just fantastic.
Yeah. But it can be interactive, too, you know, and exciting. Like, when I saw Shane Kamen Rider, it was just like... That was the perfect, like, cheer movie at times. Like, it's not like anything I've ever experienced before, really. Because, like, you watch a Marvel movie and, like, Captain America catches the hammer. People went crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, like, Captain America doesn't knee Thanos while he jumps up and people are still cheering for the knee.
Yeah.
And Shin Conrad, he, like, turns around, kicks the guy, and people are like, let's go! It's awesome! But I'm like, so epic. It's just also the way the action is shot is, like, very, very out there in just very weird ways.
Yeah.
That just makes people excited. That was pretty fun. But, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a time and a place for it, but I do enjoy that audience participation.
Yeah.
And, it like, walking out of that, it just feels like it was a more fun experience. You know, you watch Shin Kamen Rider again, and you're like, yeah, it's a good movie. You know, and you're loving it. But that experience, I think, of having people go like, yeah, let's go, just kind of takes it up just a little bit.
It does. And that's why I showed my friend Jonah the movie, and that was just him the whole time. He'd never watched Kamen Rider before ever, and I'm like, this is awesome.
I thought you were going to say that you were doing it. You were like, yes! To really give him the experience.
No, he was just doing it on his own, and I'm like, sweet, I guess he likes it. And then the same thing with Shin Ultraman as well when we watched it. Which, when we saw Shin Ultraman in theaters,
yeah,
that would have been also another good movie to have everybody there.
But there was only three other people
in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of that, it's actually funny that we're talking about it and then now bringing up Shin Ultraman. Because at the beginning, it's Shinji Higuchi, the director, right? And I love going to movies when they have, like, a personalized message from the director.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that they always did that, because that's awesome. Or go to see Top Gun and, like, Tom Cruise has a message. Yeah. Even if it's, like, someone else wrote that, obviously. I still like it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Shinji Higuchi and Shin Ultraman, he's like, you know, we showed this in Japan, and everyone was sitting there just silently, so I wasn't sure how people felt about it. But then we showed it in North America, and people were going crazy, so that was great. People were laughing. I'm like, that's fun. But also, I think the Japanese cinema would be more my scene then. Just everyone, you sit quietly because you don't want to be a hindrance to anybody, and you enjoy the movie. And I'm like, honestly, as much fun as the cheering is, sometimes it's like to have that, like, built-in... Or, like, to have grown up being like, no, I need to be quiet. And, like, learning that and feeling a social pressure not to annoy people. I'm like, we need that, honestly. Because, like, so you'll take your kid to go see the movie and the kid will be talking the whole time. Or an iPad next to the parent. And I'm like, what are you doing?
with certain movies that are definitely aimed for younger audiences, I'm fine with a certain amount of talking.
Yeah, or if you go to, like, the kids' theater,
yeah,
the kids are talking, like, okay, obviously.
And typically I try not to put myself, like, directly, you know, around people. When I'm choosing seats, you know, try to kind of space myself out a little bit. So typically it's not that, like, someone's talking right beside me or right behind me. But there is a... And especially if it's about the movie where it's like, oh, that was really good, I really like that part. It's like, yeah, me too, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when they're like, what are we gonna have for supper tonight? I'm like, okay, you can say that for later.
Yeah. Or I think we saw a movie. I can't remember if it was us or not. And I don't remember what movie it was, but there was, like, a kid behind us. No, I took my mom to see, again, with my parents, to see the new Spider-Verse movie last year.
Yeah.
The new Spider-Verse movie. Yeah, last year when we saw the Spider-Verse movie. There was a kid behind us just playing on his iPad, like, full volume. And I'm like, are you serious? I can't get mad whenever a kid's being annoying, and then you see a parent walking out with their kid. I'm like, okay, good. I'm not mad about it anymore, because you're teaching your child something.
Yeah.
Good. Or if they tell their kid to be quiet, then I'm like, good job, you're actually doing something. But yeah.
People walking out of movies, too, has been a pretty funny experience sometimes. A24 released a movie last year called Dix the Musical. Which I didn't think was that great.
Mm-hmm.
But I perhaps handled it better than a lot of people, specifically one couple in my theater who, Nathan Lane sang a song, and you could tell that was the limit for them. Not that he was singing, because he's a good singer, but but the content of the song and just kind of where this show was going. And they walked out. And what was really funny was they walked out and like less than 5 minutes later, they introduced these two characters, the Sewer Boys, which are like animatronic puppets that were completely disgusting. And I couldn't help but think of myself, you walked out at a good time, because if you didn't walk out then, you'd be walking out because of this.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, it's a funny experience seeing people walk out of a theater as well. Like, we went, I don't know what we were seeing, but there was someone, and the way he kept getting up and leaving, but what he was doing was he was, like, climbing over the railing and, like, sitting on it.
We're Elemental.
Like, yeah, and we're like,
what? That was so weird.
I was like, what is happening? He was just, like, holding onto the top of the railing. Or the, yeah, the wall that separates the exit. And it's like, what is happening?
I have no idea.
And then he'd get down and you're like, okay, he's gone. And then you'd look over at the movie. And then you'd see something out of the corner of your eye. And like, he's up on the wall again. What's going on?
And we were set off to the side as well. So he was like right beside us doing
yeah,
this. It was very strange.
Yeah.
But now we have a story.
Exactly. Speaking of walking out, have you ever walked out of a theater?
Once. Well, okay. Twice, but once I was very young and I got scared and my mom was like, I'm not, we're gonna go.
Okay. Do you remember what movie it was?
The Spiderwick Chronicles.
Okay.
I say that like it was the only time I walked out because I was scared, because the second time I walked out was also because I was scared.
Yeah.
It was a movie called Bad Samaritan, and it came out the same day as Infinity War, so no one heard about it. But I decided that I was gonna do my due diligence to the other movie that came out on this day that no one knew about, so I went to go watch it. And I should probably rewatch it because I think I could probably handle it better now. From the beginning, my heart was pumping. This guy's like breaking into a house to like steal some stuff, and you know that feeling like when you were younger and you'd walk through your house and no one was home and all the lights were off and it just felt like really creepy.
Yeah.
They nailed that feeling in the movie and I was like, oh man, I'm not feeling good.
Oh boy.
This is scary. And then I probably made it halfway through and it was kind of like a release of tension and my heartbeat was still going digga digga digga. And I was like, I gotta go. Like, I'd been thinking about this for probably 20 minutes. Like, I leave this movie? And I was just like, I was too scared, so I had to walk out.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I've never walked out of a movie. I've wanted to a couple times.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we saw Joyride.
Yep.
And if you had said anything remotely revolving around the fact that you were thinking of maybe wanting to maybe leave, I would have been like, all right, let's do it, let's get out of here. Oh, that movie was so bad. I hated it so much. I was like, I was just hoping that you would say something. And then you were sitting there being like, I kind of want to leave. And I'm like, I kind of want to leave, but neither of us said anything. No, but if one of us spoke up, we would have been out of there. That movie was so awful.
That's true.
I tried to fall asleep. Like, I closed my eyes being like, I feel like I could fall asleep. And then, you know, because you fall asleep sometimes and then you like wake up and it feels like seconds later. Because no concept of time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I could like time travel, basically is what I was thinking, right? Essentially, I can time travel to when I've done this movie. Huh. But it didn't work.
Yeah.
I didn't fall asleep. It's too obnoxious.
But we did learn a lesson. That when we would... After that, when we went and watched movies that we figured were not going to be good, we'd go and sit in the back corner and then joke the whole time.
Yeah. True.
That made my Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 and Haunted Mansion a lot more palatable.
Specifically, Haunted Mansion was hilarious to make fun of. But there was also, like... I would say that I wanted to feel bad for the other people in the theater. But, like, we weren't, like, loud.
So. We were pretty quiet. The loudest thing would have been our laughs.
Yeah, true.
But, you know what? I don't think that's going to ruin anyone's experience.
No. Like,
if anything, we made it better.
It's true. Like, there was a scene of the kid in the car. And he was like, Dad, I'm scared of talking to his deceased father. And then it was such a bad delivery that I couldn't hold it in. I burst out laughing. And I'm like, that's not a good place to laugh. I'm sorry. But, yeah. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I talked about this in our Hunger Games episode, but one of the biggest experiences, like biggest impacts that a movie theater experience has had on a movie is in Mockingjay Part 2, when Katniss has the bow and arrow cranked and she's going to shoot President Snow.
Mm-hmm.
But we were there premiere night, so everyone there has definitely read the book.
Yeah.
And we all know that she's not going to shoot Snow. And someone in the back corner started giggling, which made the whole theater laugh. So this very serious moment of, like, you know, she's going to change her mind, she's going to shoot coin instead, and we're just, like, peeing ourselves laughing.
Oh, boy.
When my friends and I went and saw Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, we were sitting in seats, and these people behind us were walking to get to their seats.
Mm-hmm.
But they were kind of, like, doing that shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because people were sitting right behind us, and the one girl spilled all her nachos over my friend. And she was too embarrassed to do anything, but she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then just went and sat down and, like, didn't ask for them back or anything. And so he was like, I'm eating these. Yeah.
Free nachos, baby.
So, yeah. I was like, oh man, I wish I was sitting in that seat because I would have eaten them too. Although I will say it is bonkers to me that nachos are a food option at the movie theater. Because they're so loud.
Oh my goodness, they're so obnoxiously loud. Like, I'm just watching it in my house, eating chips, and I'm like, I'm sorry, everybody. You know, that's why I like eating chips when you're alone watching something is good. But I'm like, I always feel bad for the people, especially at the theaters. I've never gotten chips or anything, because I'm like, that's too annoying.
Yeah. The worst is, too, when you take a bite of something loud, right as the movie cuts to silence.
Like, everything, everyone, all at once. They do the rock scene.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, it's like 2 minutes long, maybe, of just dead silence. And it's the worst that you have, like, don't chew.
I had that happen with a movie called The Walk.
Oh, yeah.
With the guy who walked
yeah.
the tightrope between the two towers there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Twin Towers? No, that's... No, it is Twin Towers. Two Towers of Lord of the Rings.
The yes, two towers, okay. Yeah.
And at one point, like, he gets on the rope and everything cuts out at night. A whole mouthful of popcorn. And I was like, I can't chew. Like, I can't make a noise. And, like, my hands are, like, suspended midair. Like, I can't even, like, put them down on the armrest. And I sat there for, like, a minute and a half of just silence watching him on the tightrope. I'm like, I can't make a noise or he's going
to
fall.
Was the worst is when that happens to you. You're like, I can't move. And then just in the back you hear... just the loudest crunch. You're like, okay, this guy doesn't care.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
You ever bring your own snacks into the theater?
Officially, no. If they ever ask me. No, yeah. Absolutely. At the old theater I used to go to, which I guess is still in the same place, kind of. The same building. They used to have a Dollarama right across from the theater. It wasn't across the road. It was like it's in the mall. Yeah, so yeah. Across the hall, and that was the best time of my life, honestly.
Yeah,
I saved so much money.
They did move the Dollarama to the other side of the mall.
Yeah,
so that you had to walk farther to get your candies before you went to the theater.
Yeah,
but it also did not stop a lot of us.
Oh, it didn't stop me because before it was like I'd be in the food court, and I'd like have a bite to eat, yeah. And then I'd go to the movie, and then stop at the Dollarama in there. Yeah. And now, but the Dollarama is right by the food court now, so I'm like, well, that's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to think that I've given the theater more than enough money on tickets and food.
Yeah.
That I feel zero guilt bringing in something every once in a while.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, really, if we think about it, like, me buying one popcorn probably justifies me bringing in, like, 6 or 7 snacks. And I'm kind of doing it on, like, a 5 popcorns to 1 snack ratio, so you're definitely fine.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, oh, it's so overpriced. It's ridiculous. Like, I haven't got popcorn in so long, because I'm like, yeah, I'm in school now. I'm like, popcorn or textbooks?
Yeah.
I want popcorn, but I need textbooks.
Recently been enjoying some chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, fancy.
At the movie theater.
Stepping it up a notch.
Yes.
I like it.
I also do blow my money on almost every collectible that comes to the theater. Collectible cups, collectible popcorn buckets. I have way too many.
Oh, it was last year I started collecting them. And then this year, again. It's crazy expensive, you know, life is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't justify continuously buying these when I have to do other stuff.
Have you seen the pictures of that Dune popcorn bucket that's coming out.
I knew you were going to talk about that.
I'm so excited to get it, dude. Oh, I can't wait.
Have you seen, like, the video of, like, the person, like, putting their hand in it and, like, taking it out and all, like, the little prongs or whatever, like, stopping the hand from, like, who designed that? That's so terrible.
I can't wait, dude. I'm so excited.
If they have it, I'd probably buy it for the memes alone.
Yeah. But yeah.
If not, I'll be okay.
Yeah. And that's probably the craziest one I've ever seen.
That's insane, man.
Most of them now are just like a tin bucket.
But
there was an era for a couple of years there where it was like the head of a character from the movie, and then you like scalp them.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. I have a lot of them. I got a lot of heads, dude. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Just have a collection of heads that I've collected over the years in the closet.
Mr. Incredible from Incredibles 2 is definitely the worst one. It's just, it's really hard to open.
Oh, man.
The opening to, like, get your fingers in there to pull it back is not big enough, and the latch was too tight, so you really have to, like, I've trimmed my fingernails recently. I probably couldn't open it.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, collectibles and everything. I think the Dune bucket is the best one that they've ever made. Because it's brilliant, actually. Because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
So, like, if they're there and they've seen the memes, they're probably going to buy it.
Yeah.
Which is, it's brilliant marketing. But talking about, like, all those, like, the buckets specifically and everything. I think we're a millennia behind the way Japan cinemas. I've seen the stuff that they sell there, and I'm like, that's amazing. Like, a movie will come out and they'll have, like, an entire, like, shelf set up of just so many different collectibles, and then, like, if you want the popcorn bucket, like, for example, Shin Kamen Rider, what it was like a strap that you wore, and, like, over it was the bike that held the cup and the popcorn and the snack all together. I'm like, that's amazing. It's that's so cool.
When Rise of Skywalker came out, they sold an R2-D2.
Yeah, like that. And you could take
the head off and put the popcorn in there, and then in his head was the drink.
Like, stuff like that. But I went, rarely do that.
I love it. But the first night I went, I got cups and toppers instead. Mm-hmm. And then when I went the second night, I went to get the R2-D2, and they were sold out. And I was like, oh!
Damn.
And
they were there the first night, though?
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, I knew I was coming back. And there's no chance that those cups were going to sell out. But there was definitely a chance that the R2-D2s would. Yeah. I should have got the R2-D2. It's one of my biggest regrets of not purchasing at the movie theater.
Yeah. It's okay. But yeah, I love it when they do stuff like that. Like, beyond just a simple cup and garbage can.
Yeah.
Because that's what I use them for.
Yeah. Top Gun had a cool one that was like the...
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Like the helmet?
The helmet, yeah.
Yeah, I got that one. That one's pretty cool.
I didn't get that one.
But again, just going back to the heads. I got another head.
Yeah. I always see that. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. $30. I'll just get a fountain drink.
Something else that they used to do. I haven't seen this in a long time, but they used to sell 3D glasses. I guess not a ton of movies are being shown in 3D anymore, but these are 3D glasses that were custom for the movie. So I have, like, Star-Lord 3D glasses. I have Kylo Ren ones. Coolest one I have is Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's, like, it has the sticks for the glasses to go behind your ears, but they're attached to a bandana that you can tie behind your head, so you're wearing, like, the Ninja Turtle bandana.
That's fun.
That's sweet.
The only one of those that I have is from a really good movie. I have Optimus Prime from last night, so.
Nice.
I like Optimus Prime, but that movie's so bad.
Yeah. I do have some that are just, like, the standard-looking 3D glasses, but they have, like...
Like the logo on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those Transformers 4 have one for, and X-Men Apocalypse. That sounds about right.
Just all good.
Great movies.
Yep. Yeah, man, talking about 3D, I haven't been to a 3D movie in so long. I don't even know what the last 3D movie I saw was.
I recently went to, like, a 4D experience with, like, the seats, so, like, the spray water at you. Oh, I got soaked, dude, at this 4D experience. They did they condensed Aquaman into 10 minutes. It's a lot of water in Aquaman. So every time like hair like makes a bubble and then someone goes in or out of said bubble, it would squirt water in your face. I was soaked.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of those. Also, there's in some of them there's like that stick in your back that poof, and it stabs you in the back.
Why would you want this?
It was on a free pass, so I didn't actually pay for it.
Which no, but like, why would they be like, hey, you know, people like
you know watching what you're movies. Missing? Pain.
When someone gets punched in the face, if you have a personalized, like, one of those, like, boxing glove springs, that's in front of the seat in front of you, so that hits you, so that you, like, you don't just watch the movie, you feel the movie.
All right, let's start with this. How do you feel about D-Box? Which, for those of you who maybe don't know, I'm pretty sure it's universal. Like I think maybe. At least America is D-Box. The seat vibrates and moves.
Yep.
Side to side, front and forward.
It's like one of those like theme park attractions or something you see at the mall where you like go on the horse and it like moves back and forth.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. But yeah. Just
seat moves a little bit seat. And then it vibrates as well.
Yeah.
And that's coordinated with what's happening on screen.
I'll tell you what I feel about it. So I've only gone once. I went for Rise of the Beasts, the last Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a bad one to go for, I'll be honest. I think that it's not as obnoxious as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine, it was whatever. But it's just, it's not at all worth the extra price. Like, and I prefer to have a seat that doesn't move. Because I just want to sit there, I want to hold my popcorn and not worry about dropping it. But yeah. I like the comfort, like, you know, just reclining, just sitting there or not reclining, whatever, just not a seat, that a stationary seat, that's what I want.
Yeah. I have done what I've called the cheap D-Box, where you pick the seat directly in front. Yeah. And you get the vibrations but none of the movement,
or you just pick a different seat and then if nobody's in the D-Box seat, you just like, I guess I'll just walk up when
I did discover that they're only activated when they're purchased.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
That makes sense though, but that's yeah. Lame.
I haven't done it for a while, but I enjoyed D-Box for like a certain type of movie. I think it was the first one that I did it for was The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay, yeah.
And I watched that in D-Box. I watched that one in D-Box and Atomic Blonde in D-Box.
It's just action movies.
Action movies that
don't need to be taken seriously.
Yes.
Action comedies.
Which Atomic Blonde's not really a comedy, but something along the line, yeah, like an action comedy where it'd be kind of fun to be like jostled around in these fun action scenes.
Yeah,
I think that that's a good time for them.
Not like Schindler's List for me. 4DX.
Yeah,
it's like oh boy.
But even with Marvel and Star Wars, and it's probably because I take them too seriously. It's like I'm gonna.
I sit down and hold my clipboard out and think,
the notepad.
The notepad. In the pack, yeah.
And you gotta flip it over every couple minutes to make it look like you've taken a lot of notes.
The pen click.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do a bad delivery. Someone does a bad delivery on screen. You go.
I don't know.
I don't know about that one, son.
Yeah, that's pretty good though. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you what though, big IMAX fan.
Oh, I love IMAX.
That's
worth the extra price,
definitely. But, and you know what, like the big screen, cool, and the fact that they've added the extra picture,
yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
I've also only noticed the difference one time.
Yeah,
it was in Infinity War at the beginning when he crushes the Tesseract and he's got the space stone in his hand and like the glass around the stone. And he blows to move some of the glass out of the way. In IMAX, you can see like his full mouth doing the motion of blowing.
Yeah.
But in the, you know, regular widescreen format, you kind of just see like his chin.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hear.
But you get the point.
And you know what it is. But that was the only time that I was like, oh, you can't see his mouth there. Okay. Well, you know, whatever.
What about the new Hunger Games movie? There was a scene of. Like Lucy, her name's Lucy. Yeah, Lucy Gray.
Yeah, on the beach.
On the beach, and like the did framing.
Did we watch that in IMAX?
Yeah, we saw it in IMAX the first night. Together, it was IMAX, because then you went and watched it again in AVX.
Yeah,
and I did the same thing. and like her eye was like almost cut off.
Yeah. You're like, I do know what you're talking about. I couldn't remember if that was if you saw the full thing in IMAX or not.
Yeah, like,
but yes,
you could see like, oh, the framing was a little tight just on the IMAX aspect ratio. So when I cut it down, I was like, ooh,
yeah,
not like terrible or anything, but like,
it's the things you notice when you've seen the alternative or know that the alternative is there.
Yeah.
I'm also very happy that Disney Plus has like the IMAX enhanced option.
Yeah, that streaming was a good addition. Although I don't know why they don't want to do that on the Blu-rays. Actually, I do know why, so that you get Disney Plus and watch it there.
Yeah. But the biggest thing for IMAX for me is the sound. That's a lot louder and a lot clearer.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? Maybe I go deaf 5 years earlier, but you know what? It's worth it for me.
It's worth it. Although we saw Don't Worry Darling in IMAX, and they They turned it up too much.
That was freakishly loud. That was to the point where like I was like, ow. Like I think it's actually like hurting my ears a little bit. And I'm convinced, and I think you might be too, that they actually like broke the speakers during that.
They were louder than screaming every other night, and then every time we went after until they fixed it. It was
2 months, I think it was. That was beginning of September we went and saw that, and then it was Black Panther by the time they finally fixed it.
Yeah, right.
That's November. True. And that was because we went to Black Panther and we had our seats for IMAX, but we knew the speakers had been acting up recently.
Because we saw Black Adam.
Totally ruined our Black Adam experience.
Couldn't understand anything anyone said. It was just bass.
And so we bought tickets to IMAX, but we went in and we were like, we're going to give this movie like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't sound good, we're going to go across the hall to the AVX. But they had it fixed.
They did. Although it hasn't been the same. I guess we can talk about it, but it was like, it's, since they fixed it, it was definitely less quiet than it used to be. Like just the normal.
More quiet.
Yep. More quiet. Less quiet is louder, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, now we don't have an IMAX because they're
taking it out. That hurt my soul.
Are they putting in 4DX?
I don't know what they're putting in.
I hope not. Whatever, if they don't pick another IMAX, I'm just going to go to the AVX anyway, so.
Yeah. We also live reasonably close to other cities that do have an IMAX.
True, true, true.
I'm going to do a road trip for Deadpool 3.
Are they going to play it there?
I'm going to Edmonton.
You going to Edmonton?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or not so true, I'm going to go to Calgary. I haven't been to Calgary in a long time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
When is that? Is that May?
July.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were like, we're only doing one Marvel movie this year. Right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I think I'm just young enough. Yes?
No.
I'm just young enough that I've seen every Marvel movie in theaters. Like, by the time Iron Man came out in 2008, I was old enough that, like, I could go see Iron Man and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then kind of every movie since. But up until Iron Man 3, I hadn't seen any of them opening night. For whatever reason. And going to see Iron Man 3, I got very excited because, in my mind, opening night, especially for Marvel movies, Star Wars, and the such, people dress up, right? You know, they're bringing their A game, and it becomes more of an event. When I saw Iron Man 3, no one dressed up.
Yeah.
So I took that burden upon myself.
Yeah, obviously.
Probably 2/3 of the Marvel movies that have come out since Iron Man 3, beginning with Thor: The Dark World, which is obviously the perfect one to start
with. Yeah, obviously. The best one.
I've made costumes.
Nice.
And you know what? Just a lot of fun.
It is actually really fun to make costumes, yeah.
I love it. And going to watch a movie as the character from the movie feels cool. You look at screen, you're like, that's me doing that. I was Thor. When his hand got cut off, I felt a sensation in my wrist.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really his hand getting cut off. It was an illusion. That's why I only felt the sensation and my hand didn't actually fall off. But
obviously. Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up. I was a little confused there for a second. Yeah. No, that is a fun part of it.
And I've gotten so excited every time someone else is dressed up.
I've never ever seen anyone else.
What was funny, to me at least, was when I went and saw Spider-Man Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I dressed up as Miles Morales from Into the Spider-Verse. And someone else had also dressed up as Miles Morales from Into the Spider-Verse.
Nice.
And, like, we had done the same thing where it's, like him when he...
Yeah.
With What's Up Danger, right? He's got the
shorts,
the hoodie and the shorts and everything. Yeah. And we had both done that specific look.
Nice.
And so we walked over to each other, and we had a connection, and we both put our hands on each other's shoulders and went, hey. That was a beautiful moment, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
What was funny, though, is when Endgame came out, the theater actually hired some people to come in costume as Captain America and Black Widow. I think that's who it was. And they're wearing, like, suits from Walmart. Meanwhile, me and my wife, at the time she was my girlfriend, are in our homemade Thor and Captain Marvel costumes, which, sorry, looked way better.
Yeah.
And so, but, of course, there's other people there, so we waited in line to get a photo with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got a photo, and the family behind us, the mom was like, actually, can you two stay? And so we were there for, like, 5 minutes taking photos with these other two people that were paid there.
Nice.
And you could, by the time we walked out, you could tell the guy was like, bye. You know, like, get out of here with your better costumes than mine.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah. My Thanos costume was pretty bad, though.
That's okay. That was for Infinity War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of purple body paint that, and it came out in May. So I was a little bit sweaty and then really itchy. And it was really patchy.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
I learned. Yeah. Oh, boy, did I learn. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I alluded to this before. What are your thoughts on traditional theater seat? You know, the seat, the bottom part of the seat folds up into the back. You gotta pull it down to sit. You know, some sort of cushion versus the leather recliner that is making its way into many, many theaters.
It's making waves across the world.
It is.
That's the obvious answer would be like, oh, I like recliner more, right? Like, that's what you would want to say. But sometimes I'm like taller, I guess. So, like,
you guess?
Yeah.
You're like a foot tall.
Some of the recliners, if like you move back and like my head, I have nowhere to rest my head. It's so uncomfortable. Or we have a Landmark, and what I do not like Landmark. I mean, it's whatever. I go see a movie Landmark. I'm not gonna be like, ugh, I'm mad about it. I hate life. Like, whatever, it's fine. But like, it's not my favorite setup. Is when the screen is like high up, like way higher up, and then you're on the ground. So then you recline back, so you're like looking up at the screen. I don't really love that.
Yeah.
I prefer to be like, it's like eyes on the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the recliners are more comfortable sometimes. But also, I have nothing wrong with like sitting in a normal seat, even for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I can do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal to me. What do you think?
My preference is definitely the movie theater seat. Although I don't mind a recliner every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm going to get upset about laying down on a really soft bed for 2 hours while I'm watching something.
Yeah.
Although I will say that the recliners, I think, do make people, perhaps myself included, a little more prone to sleeping during the movie. Versus sitting at 90 degrees. And I mean, those theater seats do recline like 5 degrees.
Yeah, like you can't justify saying that the recliners.
Though. Yeah, no. But sitting relatively upright, I think, does promote awakeness
yeah.
a little bit more.
Unless we go see Paprika.
Yeah. I won't deny that I've fallen asleep in a couple movies. The one time that I was totally fine with it, though, was the second time that I watched Avatar The Way of Water.
I also fell asleep. We fell asleep at, like, the same time.
And
that was also my second time
They just start swimming.
Yeah.
And I went, This was like December. It was crunch time at work. I was really tired.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I know what happens. It's nothing. I can afford to kind of zonk out for a little bit. And I dropped my head, fell asleep, woke up right as like the sun experienced a sea monster. And I'm we're getting right back into the action. Here we go.
Because I woke up at that point too. We like woke up within minutes of each other. That was hilarious. And yeah, the movie was no lesser for it. So.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever fallen asleep in a movie other than that. I've had times where I'm like, oh no. But usually I can make it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't fall asleep often. It's usually if I've been irresponsible with my sleep schedule before going to a movie.
Oh, yes. The classic.
Yeah. It's like I should have slept more than 3 hours last night. Now it's catching up to me.
Been there. For sure.
I slept through the middle of the Lego Ninjago movie. And then it ended and I was like... But did I miss anything? Maybe I did.
Have you watched it again since?
No.
Oh, I like that movie. I like all the Lego movies.
I do. I like all the Lego movies too. But Ninjago... And maybe it's because I fell asleep. Was probably maybe. The bottom of my... Bottom of my list.
Yeah. I mean, we're not really moving on to the Lego movie segment, but I'm like, I don't know. Maybe the second Lego movie would be the bottom of mine.
That's fair.
But yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I did dress up for the Lego Batman movie, but not as Lego Batman. Dressed up as a Batfleck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were wanting to dress up for the DC Lego Super Pets movie.
Yeah.
As dogs. Because we thought that would be hilarious.
And then we had a realization. Yeah. About how that would come across to certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good, though.
Yeah. Shifting topics will be here. Something I think is cool about the theater, and I think Nerdwriter made a video about this a couple of years ago. Is he was talking about why people go to the theater and what they're wanting to see. And a lot of it, you know, for the average person, mm-hmm. they're going to watch a spectacle, typically an action movie or you know, something big and bombastic. But he had talked about how one of his favorite moments at the theater was from a movie called Licorice Pizza. Mm-hmm. And it was just a close-up on someone's face. And how if you're watching a movie at home on your TV, on your computer, on your phone, it's still a close-up of the face. And that has, you know, mm-hmm. the effect in the movie that it's meant to have. But when that close-up is on a theater, and that's like your entire vision is just looking at this face in a close-up, it hits different than, you know, when you're looking at a TV. That's not your full frame of vision. You can see around the TV, right? Yeah. And I think there's something to that where when you're making a movie, I think most directors are making it with the intention that this will be seen in the theater. So when someone's on screen, that's what you're seeing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big, wide. And I think that certain moments in movies like that shot in Licorice Pizza do have a different effect when it's big. And that's all you see, and it's like, you know,
yeah,
12-foot
yeah.
tall head versus looking at something on your TV or your phone.
Exactly.
And that's part of why I try to watch as much as I can in the theaters to try to get that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm. Movie theaters, they just hit different, you know?
They do.
Yeah. They also hit your wallet different.
I've adjusted my lifestyle to...
Yeah.
Compensate. I don't buy a lot of clothes.
That's okay.
Yeah. And another one, too, is with the idea of sound and that mix.
Mm-hmm.
You and I together, we watched The Last Night in Soho.
Yeah.
On the TV. Volume control. Right. And, I mean, we didn't have it super loud. You know, and as good as that movie is, with its scares and its tension and all that. I saw it in theaters, and it's loud. And there's also, I think when you're at the theater, there's also the knowledge that you can't pause. Even if you don't pause a movie at home, I think there's something...
So you know knowing, that you have the safety net, right?
Yeah, knowing that you
it's
can.
It's there. You have the choice.
When I watched The Invisible Man, I did pause halfway through and pace a little bit.
I feel like that would make it worse. Because if I'm watching something that I'm like, this is like scary or whatever, I'm like, I just want to get it over with as soon as possible. So let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Like I watched Seven. And I'm not that it's like scary, but it was like tense and then like just messed up and tense for long periods of time. And I'm like, there's no way I'm pausing so that the scene can actually be done. This is a masterpiece in all sense of the words. But wow, I can't wait for the next scene right now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about being in there, and you can't turn on the volume, and you can't hit pause. That makes especially tension and horror.
Yeah.
I think those work really well. I watched a movie called Let Him Go. That's one of the most
Moses? Tense...
Huh?
Moses? Let My People Go?
Sorry. Hey, you know what? That was a good joke. That's one of the most tense movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like... my muscles hurt because I was sat with my arms crossed and like my fists like clenched the whole time. I was just nervous. The version of me that went and saw Bad Samaritan would have walked out of Let Him Go.
Yeah.
Just, oh, and it didn't let up till the credits rolled. And I think something about that was just that it was an eerie soundtrack and like just filmed very, I don't know, suspiciously. Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't know if this is a moment to, like, relax or if something's about to happen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think just being in a theater, you're stuck with that.
Yeah.
And there's a certain element to that that is good.
It's like you have the choice of walking out, but you also will face shame as everyone watches you leave.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dang it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just like, doesn't matter. I'm gone. I don't care.
Also trying to make myself a little more brave. Stick it out.
Yeah, it's true.
Although I will say I am not so proud that I will not walk out when horror movie trailers start. I've done that many times.
I was just like I could watch it and I'd be fine. It's just I'd rather not. So I'm just like, wow. All of a sudden, you know, we're sitting here and like it's just the everyday things, but my knee is so interesting right now. Like, I can't look away from my knee. It's insane. Like, I didn't even notice that it was there before.
I have, like, if it starts, especially if I haven't seen it before, the trailer, and I'm not sure if this is the last one before the movie starts, I will, like, look just kind of in the corner of the room and, like, let the peripherals do the work.
Yeah. Although, I will say, I've stopped doing that, gosh, I'm going to say in recent years, but that was Rogue One that made me stop doing that. That was so long ago. Anyway, but I did it. No, it wasn't Rogue One. It was before Rogue One, because what happened was I was looking at my knee. I just always look away for trailers. I'm like, oh, I was too scared because I was, you know. Yeah, like, for example, like, just to let you know,
scared.
I didn't want to see Despicable Me because he looked scary on the poster. But anyway, I was looking down and my dad goes, and I'm hearing sounds like a siren that sounds like familiar. Like I've heard it before, like a wailing siren noise. I'm like, I know that noise. I don't know why. Anyway, my dad looks over and he's like, that looks pretty good. And I'm like, what? He's like, the new Star Wars movie. I'm like, there was a Star Wars trailer and I missed it because I was too scared. And I was so mad. And from that point on, I've always like watched like at least like the first like good, like 20 seconds of a trailer to get the vibe and like see what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I can usually tell what movie it is pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm scared to say this online because I know it's there forever, but I have a genuine brutal fear of Chucky. Just like, even like if I'm looking at Blu-rays, I was at our movie store in the city earlier today scrolling through and got to Child of Play and like my heart skipped a beat. Like, and
Every time I've been out and seen like a picture of Chucky, I've been like, that would be the funniest thing ever if I just said this to you. But I'm like, that would also be the meanest thing ever. So I'm just not going to.
Well, see, and I'll say this. Like, we had agreed that tears were going to be shed when we went and saw Guardians 3.
Oh, yeah.
And then I cried and you went, whoa. What a reaction.
No, I understood because I've had that before. And I was like, yeah.
But is it safe to say that he was perhaps different than what you were expecting?
It was always like, it doesn't make me uncomfortable, but there's always like that period of when it starts. It's a specific sound that you make. That's like,
I also,
like a wailing moan cry. And that's also, the start of, that's how it starts. And that's when I'm like, oh boy. Like that happened when we saw Iron Claw at the end. And yep. You cried and I was just like, oh, this is getting to him.
I'm also a very messy crier.
Yes.
A lot of it sounds like I'm drowning.
It does.
It's a lot of like wet, gasping for air. So as much as like, you knew there were tears and then you were like, oh wow. As much as, how you think I'm going to react to a Chucky thing, I think it's going to be way different than you expect. And it's not going to be good, man.
I think we should watch Chucky together.
Why did I start talking about this?
I don't know what we're talking
about. Oh, the trailers.
Oh.
So, this was years ago, and I went with two friends to go watch Happy Death Day to You. And this trailer starts, and I don't quite
Why would you go see that if you're scared of Chucky?
The baby doll mask is only in the first one.
Oh, okay.
And this trailer starts, and I'm like, what is this? And there's like, it's like a factory and like a conveyor belt and stuff. And all of a sudden, like, it gets close up to this box, and it clicks in my head. I'm like, this is a new Chucky movie. Never in my life have I moved so fast. Like, I didn't make it to the end of the row before going down the aisle. Like, I jumped, like, over seats to, like, just go. I was out. And I didn't see him. Thank God. But, man, oh.
Isn't it Mark Hamill? Isn't Chucky Mark Hamill?
I don't know. I've never looked at the IMDb.
Maybe I'm crazy. It doesn't matter. But, yeah.
Yeah, I was out of there so fast. Which, everyone else in the theater... let me correct, the five other people in the theater thought was really funny, because I just
poof. I mean, I would think that was funny,
and especially given my my physique.
Yeah,
watching someone of, you know, this size move that fast is comical. It's like watching Chris Farley in any of his movies.
Yeah, I was starting to think of an example, but I can't think of it. Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
I look like Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Ninja.
I would. The only way I'd want to watch Chucky is if I watched it with you.
Yeah.
Although I don't know. I don't know if it would be more scared of the movie or I would be scared of your reactions.
I don't think good things would happen, man. I would enter a state that would, you'd be like, do I call someone or what?
Huh. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, before we get further into the topic of my mental torture, this feels like a decent place to
wrap it up.
For more talk on how Luke's planning to torture me with Chucky, come back to our next episode of Unplugged, whenever that'll be.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I think this was fun.
Yeah.
I think we could do another one sometime.
I think we could do.
Alright.
Yeah.
We're not doing back-to-back episodes this week. We're going to take a week off. Yeah. As we usually do. As much as this year so far has been a little different. But we will be back in mm-hmm. 2 weeks. The Oscars are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have predictions.
Yeah.
Who do we think is going to win? Such. Now, given when the Oscars are coming out and when our episode drops, this episode will be just predictions.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be able to talk about reactions to who won and who lost. But I do think it'll be a good episode nonetheless. So come back in 2 weeks for that. And Luke, in the meantime, would you mind carrying us over for the send-off?
I would be honored. So thanks for listening to the talk about the theaters, and support your theaters, and we'll see you at the movies.
Hey, thanks, Luke. And thank you, listener, for listening to this episode. We really do appreciate it.
If you want to keep up with us and the show, please feel free to follow us on Twitter, or X, if you will, at PodScreenTime to see some quick thoughts of ours regarding movies or shows. You can also follow us on Instagram, again, at PodScreenTime, to see when our episodes drop and any extra visuals that we want to show off. You can also catch up with both of us individually on Letterboxd to catch our thoughts and reviews on the movies that we watch. You can find me at The Shininator, and you can find Luke at Shin Glassman. If you want to hear more of Luke, feel free to check out his other podcast, Toku Talk Radio, where he discusses tokusatsu and anime with his sister Hannah. And if you want even more of Luke, who can blame you? You can take yourself over to his YouTube channel, Shin Glassman, where you can watch his videos that range from reviews to tier lists. They really are a blast. Links to all these things are in the description of this episode, so head there to find those and stay connected with us. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again in the next episode.